This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for some End of the Week fun with the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And joining us once again this week is their undisputed star, Elena Newport. Elena, how are you?
Undisputed? I think you lie.
It's not true.
I just love this story because, as we all know, throughout the world in many parliaments, it's not considered over the line unless you actually have a fist fight.
I know.
They did a whole piece on it. They showed how in South Korea, I think unless you have to be physically restrained,
Exactly. There need to be chairs flying and people's hair being pulled. Yeah, there's a long way to go before we reach even the British government. I don't know if you ever watched C-SPAN.
Oh, yeah, that's a great sport to watch. The Brits are so restrained in so many other ways, but when they get to politics.
Exactly. Now, the question is, if there ever does become a fist fight and someone gets hurt, what's the best policy to have in place to treat them?
We need a health care plan. We talk about the details of the health care plan coming out. We actually heard about a detail here in the Capitol Steps, and we thought that we should write a song about it and everybody should know about it.
Oh.
So that's what the song is today.
All right. Well, let's not waste any time. This is breaking news from the Capitol Steps on the health care debate.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here tonight at the town hall meeting for the Democrats' new health care program. Thank you for being at this town hall meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, we have exciting ideas, but I want to remind you to please be civil. Please, no shouting out, no throwing things at me. Remember that as a congressman, I have the right to taser anyone who disagrees with me. That would include you people, so please, like I said, keep it civil. In other words, shut up. So, we have exciting ideas that we'd like to share with the American people. Since Cash for Clunkers was such a hit, here's another deal. With this healthcare program, you could be enthralled. Cash for Codgers is what it's called. As folks get older, they can get sick, making your spending soar. If grandpa is fading, bring him for a trade-in when he's 64. I will now take this moment to open up the floor for any questions.
Over
I
hope here, it's over
any,
here, I
anyone
have a
else with the quote? Okay,
over
I guess I'll go
here.
With you. Yes, ma'am, with the glasses.
Yes, how much could I get from my uncle?
Well, that would fall under Section 3 of the bill, cleverly titled Cash for Uncles. I believe this is a 1945 model. Seems to be in okay condition. They can be pretty costly to maintain.
Oh, I'm telling you, the prescriptions alone are over $400 a month, and the insurance premiums are killing us.
I bet he's a real gas guzzler, too.
Well, no, actually, just the opposite.
Well, I'll take them off your hands for $5,000.
Oh, well, you stay with the nice man, Uncle Joe. He's going to take you to a nice ranch. You could be with all your childhood pets.
I thought we were just getting ice cream.
Think of all the money we'll be saving. If you don't get old, we'll have more to spend. Your new HMO.
This is just crazy. Most Democrats aren't in shape like me. Can't I promise someday I'll give you my parts?
That would be a really good start.
Well, I will donate my heart and my brain when my life is through.
That's a lovely ambition, but we politicians can't use either one.
Oh, Elena. Capitol Steps even having trouble maintaining decorum.
Well, we may be onto something. You don't know. You haven't seen the bill, have you?
I don't think anybody's seen the bill yet.
No, I know.
At least not the final one.
Yeah. So now we got to start working on our Congressman Joe Wilson song, I guess. So.
Yeah, well, he's famous overnight. Maybe not for the reason he wanted to be. A lot of times he got confused for the other Joe Wilson, you know, the guy with the wife that worked for the CIA?
Right. Oh, okay. All right.
So now you have to distinguish between two different Joe Wilsons here
in
Washington.
They both had their problems, so
There you go. Oh, anything else piquing your interest right now?
No, we're just we just kind of sit around and wait for them all to mess up. That's what we do for a living.
Well, you must have been excited the other night seeing Joe Biden on television for the first time since the beer summit.
Yeah, they're letting him out. That's that's good for us.
At least on short notice, you know.
Okay.
He's still not allowed to say anything, but at least he's in public. Elena, thanks for being with us.
All right, thanks a lot.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Also, go online, capsteps.com, where you can order their brand new CD, Obama Mia. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.